So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilly, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. Nick Sirianni's press conference coming up in just a couple minutes here. We'll get to some X factors that we have for the game on Sunday. We'll guess the takes, Hugh Douglas's favorite segment on a Football Friday, coming up later in the show. You people,
you
same
people.
Game parlay for the Eagles and the Niners and all our picks for Wild Card Week. And our Twitter question is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. We asked today, as we get closer to Sunday, are you getting more confident or more nervous? Hugh, where do you think people are coming down on this one?
Confident, 75%.
You've had a good week guessing these Twitter poll results. It's one of your best ones in a while.
Which means he's due for a stinker.
Yeah, I know. 68% getting more confident. Yeah. You think that the percentages changed when they heard Hugh at 10:05?
Yes.
They go birds?
The wrong way.
Yes. I think they heard me talk about how special this time is.
The
man.
Lady in the car.
Well, yeah, that was that kind of set time. It off. But this is a special time.
It is
a special time.
It is.
Well, my question is, now we're almost 2 hours in. Yep. Have you gone further or closer to guaranteeing an Eagles win?
I'm getting closer.
Okay.
I do.
Right.
I feel more confident as the day goes. I think it's all our callers, actually, with all the pump-up speeches. Yeah. We had a new one. Ian doesn't usually do that. Ian, I mean,
I don't know if he was ready. But
you know what?
Yep.
Sometimes you just got to step up in life. We're not all ready for things. You just got to step up. Like, Hugh wasn't ready for the lady who, you know, was rolling her window down this morning.
And she was waving, and I just wasn't ready.
Or like, he wasn't ready for the show today.
Yeah. Wasn't ready.
Well, you did guarantee a victory, though.
I did.
Yeah.
I believe that in my spirit.
See, at one point about 20 minutes ago, you said they're going to kick the Niners' ass, and that got us all to feel like, yeah!
Well,
and then you're like, well, 21 points.
Well, if you win by 3 or win by 23, an ass whooping is ass whooping.
That's not an ass whooping.
Well, you it's different between getting dragged.
That's what I want to drag the Niners.
No, they ain't going to drag the Niners.
Why? They could.
I just don't think that's going to be, I just don't envision that happening. Not being dragged. They're going to win. They're not going to drag them.
You know, if our offense wakes up, it could be, they could drag the Niners.
It's a big old if.
Well, sure. I mean, if they listen to you, more Tank Bigsby. Run that football.
Yo, how many, again. We just watched a game where you played against one of the worst run defenses.
I don't count the Commanders.
Okay, I'm just saying, yeah. but okay, when you talk about the strategy, if you're talking about strategizing, you played one of the worst run teams in the NFL.
Yep.
And you threw the ball 40 times.
You know, the more the week goes on, the more I believe the Eagles did not want to win the football game on Sunday.
Yeah.
I don't think they wanted to beat the Commanders. I'm dead serious.
And if that's the case, Joe, then somebody definitely needs to get slapped.
Well, maybe they thought, maybe they wanted to play the Niners.
You got to go into games.
Wait, maybe this was strategic. Maybe they wanted to play the Niners and then wanted to play the Bears.
Okay, I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
So then in that case, you got to throw it out.
Okay, well, if that's what you got, what you wanted, now you have to go out there and prove me wrong about the way that you've been running this offense the whole time.
Well, I mean, that's
anemic.
Yeah, sure. The players also have to step up and play.
We've spent
a lot of time on the coaches this week, and it's a big coaching game, right? I mean, let's be real about it. It's Kyle Shanahan. It's Vic Fangio. We'll get to the other side, which is an interesting matchup as well, with Petullo against Robert Saleh. It's a major coaching matchup. I understand that. Players got to step up. I mean, man, you always talk about this man for man, right?
Like man whooping man.
Well, our men are better than their men when our offense are on the field, aren't they?
Grown-ass men. Yes, yeah. I do believe that.
I mean, our combination of 11, even if you say Jalen hasn't been great this season, whatever, he's certainly been good enough. Our combination of 11 should be so much better than their 11 on defense.
I give you that.
Okay.
I give you that.
I like our men.
I don't like their men.
Raining men.
Raining men. Hallelujah. But this offense has proven to be inept at times. So, yeah, that has me a little worried.
While we wait for Nick Sirianni, I'm going to I want to argue with Ty. Ty is up on WIP. Hey, Ty.
Ty arguing about.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, Ty, what's up?
I'm going to keep it real. Mm-hmm. I'm a Niners fan.
Oh, jeez.
And if it's any team I wanted to play, it's the Eagles.
Don't lie. Ty, you want to play the Eagles over the Panthers?
Here we go.
You wanted to play the Eagles over the Panthers? Why do you lie to everyone listening?
I mean, the Panthers. But I wanted the one seed. If not the one seed, I want the Eagles.
Hmm.
I want the Eagles. What? They're going to 3-and-out. They won't beat us in time and possession. Hmm. They're not going to stay on the field. Teams that beat the Eagles this season, they beat us on time and possession. They stayed on the field. I don't think the Eagles can do that. And I don't think they had a personnel to beat us with two high safeties all game. And once they drop that safety, Brock Purdy starts throwing bullets.
Bullets? Where were the bullets last week against the Seahawks?
But listen, Seahawks, we played two times. Y'all didn't even beat Dallas two times. Mm. It's hard to beat someone two times. We beat them already. We split.
So it's excuses. It's excuses. Yeah, I get it. You made excuses.
It's not an excuse. Well, and we were down Trent Williams, and he practiced yesterday, and so was Ricky Pearsall. So we won't be without them. And I just don't – unless y'all offense just magically just start run blocking great, I don't think y'all beat us. I just wanted to be a close game. I just wanted to be on Nick Sirianni, the coach. When he wins, he blows people out. When it's a close game in the playoffs, he loses. When he went in the playoffs, it's a blowout. He don't win close games in the playoffs.
Well, the Rams game was a close win last year. You're right.
The one,
yeah,
that's
you're
the
right.
One he won.
Yeah, primarily they have won by blowouts.
Shanahan's not a great game manager in close games. I mean, that dude's like the king of blowing leads.
We he's the king of blowing leads because we're passing. He won't pass versus the Eagles. He's going to watch that Ben Johnson tape. He's going to send a million people in motion. Mm. And we're going to do the same thing the Bears did. Mm.
Are you going to call in Monday after you lose?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
look, I'm looking forward to it, Ty. All right, Ty. Appreciate the phone call. That's enough.
You know, I don't think he heard that. I guarantee.
The cat got.
No, he didn't.
The cat got Douglas's tongue there. I was afraid you were agreeing with some of that.
Oh no, I was listening to what he had to say, he didn't really have any meat on the bone.
Well,
you know
I mean, obviously not.
Well, it was just weird to me that anybody would have that take after I guarantee.
I know, you did. What, all 10 toes down.
That should have been
10 of them.
Not a single toe down, like you. I got to say, it's been a tough performance by the two Niners fans that have called in.
Yeah.
One was halfway to Columbia with his passport.
He's trying to get that passport, and
he knew what he was saying was a joke. And then our last caller here tried to tell me he'd rather play the Eagles than the Panthers, which is, you know, we know that's probably not true.
Yeah, probably.
Everyone wanted to play the Panthers. I mean, it's a bye week for the Rams.
You know, I wouldn't blame him if he just forgot the Panthers existed.
I think most except Hugh have forgotten the Panthers are in the dance.
When you brought them up, it sounded like he was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, besides
yeah,
that.
We'll get there eventually.
Your Panthers?
Yeah. No, not my Panthers. My Eagles playing this weekend. We're gonna handle our business.
Mm. Guaranteed?
Yeah, guaranteed.
All right, let's hear from Nick Sirianni.
What you've accomplished over the years, but do you still get nerves heading into big-time games like this? I mean, if not nerves, what is just the general feelings as big games, do-or-die games approach?
Yeah, I always get nerves. That doesn't matter what every game we play. You have butterflies going into the game. I think that's normal. That's good. I like it. And it doesn't matter how many big games you've coached in, played in. I think you always have butterflies going into the game. There's so much that you put into it, and you know once the game starts, those go away. But you always have that feeling going into the game.
Having a team with as much playoff experience as you have, how does that show up?
Yeah, you know, every team's different. This is this team's first playoff game. This is the 2025 Eagles' first playoff game. So, you know, every team's different, but, you know, you have had a lot of guys that have played in big-time games, and, you know, that's always important. You know, I think that shows up through, you know, just the little things, the fundamentals, the details, and everything like that, the moment not being too big, all those different things.
Nick, you had said last time we talked, you feel the offense has found an identity. I was wondering if you could expand a little more on what you view the identity of this offense.
Yeah, I won't get into that with scheme stuff or anything like that. But, you know, identity are things and themes that you want to be able to do, and you want to be able to do them well. And, you know, you're still, you know, working on that. You're still trying to play your best game by the end of the year, and you're still growing every day.
If I could follow up on Dave's question from Monday on the health of the team, is that part of a?
You think I remember Dave's question from Monday?
I did. It was a good one.
Did I tell you a good question?
You actually did.
Yeah. Oh, good. There you go.
is that part of the scope of a head coach is like his job in terms of injury prevention, the maintenance of the players, things of that nature?
Yeah, most definitely. Everything that's on that field, and as I look at everything, is my responsibility. Every single thing that shows up, and so, you know, definitely that's a big part of it. Again, at the end of the day, the head coach has to make the decisions on how much you practice, when you take some time off, when you do this. That doesn't mean that you don't go through and get good information and good insight from every different party, but every different party has their own, you know, things that they're looking at. And so at the end of the day, as a head coach, you have to make sure you're doing the things to make sure your guys are fresh while also making sure they're ready, you know, for that football game, and making sure that their skills are being sharpened and ironed out every single day of the week. So there's always a balance with that. And so, but again, you have every department that you seek information from. But that you got to also understand that every department is seeing it at a different lens, and I have to see it through the big picture of it. So, yeah, every part of that in my mind is my responsibility. But I have great people to help me out. But that's the mode you always have to be in as a head football coach. And I think that's the only way to really look at it and get better on, you know, continuously. When you're, you know, putting yourself through the grinder on every different thing, you know, because everything out there, you know, my Howie's responsibility.
What have you seen from Lane in practice this week, and what's it been like having him back?
Yeah, obviously Lane's a phenomenal football player, so anytime he's on the field, you know, you're pumped about that. Yeah, you know, he's been, you know, he's continuing to grind through, and he's a warrior. He does everything he can possibly do to be out there with us, and yeah, it's always good to have him back on the field.
How much do you study to be a really good scheme and culture fit for you guys since he's got here? What is it about him that has worked so well with what you guys do?
You love guys that have high attention to detail, that are tough, that are obviously very talented football players, that love the game of football. He checks all those boxes. Everything you look for when you're looking for guys in a draft, or you go through all those different things, you're always looking for that. Like, cause I always say that to you guys, like guys that love football, that are tough, that have high football IQ, that love this game, you know, God willing, find the way to reach their ceiling. And I think he checks all those boxes.
How much in your game management preparation or, you know, fourth down decision-making, do you study the opposing coach, and does that ever influence how you approach it that game?
Yeah, that's a good question, Jeff. Yeah, always look at their decision-making and go through that process. You know, if we're just talking fourth down, you go through all the fourth downs you sharpen your skills by going through all the fourth downs that were called that week or maybe not called that you may have went for. And you watch those, you put yourself through it as you look at it. Hey, what would I do right here? Good, boom, bam. And then at the end of that process, you go through their decisions, or at least I do. That's what I do. And go through their decisions, you know, because you have to be able to help coach the defense out on that, of when they like to go for it, when they, you know, when they don't, all those different things, make the players aware of it. So that's always part of my process. Do I change based off of, I think your second part of that question was, do I change based off of what they do? No.
Couple more? Last one?
This week, Kyle Shanahan has been discussed as a real advantage for the Niners in terms of his offensive scheme. I was wondering, when you're going up a head coach like that, does it motivate you at all in terms of just one-on-one and how he's talked versus sometimes how you're discussed?
No, this isn't a one-on-one game. Never has been, never will be. You know, I think that you see some things too. It's like this quarterback versus this quarterback, or this, whatever it may be. It's not a one-on-one game. It's the most ultimate team game. And it always will be. And I think that those are fun things to discuss. There is no doubt. But yeah, this takes all the entire building against their building. That's why it's so much fun of a game.
All right. Thanks.
All right, there was Nick Sirianni with the press conference.
Short and to the point.
That's right. 94 WIP HT1 Philadelphia, live from the Tasty Cake Studios. Nick Sirianni, short and sweet to the point. I guess the most interesting there, a couple things. One, about the injury stuff. He's not going to give much away, but Lane was limited yesterday. We'll see what he is today in their walkthrough. Hugh, the other thing that stood out was, I guess on Monday, he expressed optimism they had found an identity, and then they tried to kind of dig deeper on, well, what's the identity?
Yeah, that was weird.
He didn't want to talk about the identity.
Yeah, that was kind of weird. But, you know, that's Coach Sirianni in a nutshell. I mean, he could be weird, but I'm excited. Sounds like he's ready to get back to
tonight's meal. Tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The game plan, figure out what they're going to do this weekend.
Do you think they found an identity?
No. I don't. But that's part. That's because we've had a whole season of trying to figure it out, and you haven't figured it out yet. I think they're going to play well this weekend, but I think it's going to be disjointed like it's always been.
So I think when we talk about identities, I think they're always – everyone's thinking about offense. Their identity is their defense. Yeah. Isn't this their identity?
Yeah.
And we know with it. The way – if they're going to win the Super Bowl again, they're going to do it a specific way. They're going to play great defense, and they're going to do everything they can to get to 24 points in a game. I mean, that like – and I think it's going to be more running than passing, but, well, you know, I don't think it has to be either way.
Their offensive identity is just – don't make mistakes.
Yeah, that is it.
And maybe that's what he was talking about, and he didn't want you to know that. Because
I just told everybody.
You cat's out the bag. Now Kyle told everybody.
Sorry, Nick.
It's hard to change this offense this late in the game. And I was calling for that. When I say change, I mean not so much change what you're doing, but at this point, to execute what you're trying to execute.
Of course.
I don't think that's the case. So you try to marry as much as you possibly marry the successful plays to other plays as much as you possibly can and go out there and win.
Yep.
The formula, I've been saying this for weeks. Score 21 points. Try to figure out a way to help your defense out as much as you possibly can. Yeah, 20, they're going to keep you in the game.
21 feels a little bit low for my liking.
It is, Joe, but it's a little bit low.
A little bit low. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, where are you at? More confident, more nervous than you were as the week started on this football front? What's the gut feeling today? And are you willing to guarantee a win? I mean, Kyle guaranteed a win on our first segment. Hugh joined him, in
solidarity.
Well, in some ways.
Solidarity.
Did you feel it was a strong guarantee?
Yes, I did. I felt
it was a strong guarantee. You said it was going to be close, tight, and there was going to be boost.
It was a strong guarantee, and it was truthful. It was said with a lot of heart and truth. It was heartfelt.
It really hits home when Joe reminds that he said there will be boos.
Yeah.
They're going to boo him, but I guarantee they're going to win it again.
No, it's going to be some booing. It's the playoffs. It's going to be a little
bit. That's a good point. I mean, it's a pretty safe bet.
It's going to be some booing.
That we will boo.
It's going to be some.
Yeah, I would say two out of three home playoff games last year. I didn't think there was any boost. They forced a fumble in the opening kickoff last year against Green Bay. Right? They scored in the first possession. Jalen threw a touchdown when he had a million yards to throw with great blocking. And then they never went down in that game.
All that tells me is that we're due.
Yeah, we're due.
I'm just saying, there doesn't have to be booze, guys.
Well, there's been a lot more booze at the link this year than there were last year.
Well, whose fault is that?
That's why I feel like I am not out of order by saying that there might be some booze.
It's just not it's not guaranteed energy.
It is guaranteed energy because we can still boo. How many times have we booed as fans and still left the stadium feeling good?
Almost every week.
We booed them on banner night.
Yeah.
And
deservingly so.
Listen, we are a unique city. No question about that. And we fan hard. We fan super hard. And a lot of times it's misunderstood by people outside. I hear people all the time. It's like, oh, Eagle fans aren't appreciative. Yes, they are. You just don't know what it's like to be here.
High standards.
You know, it is that. So much so that we eat our own. We will talk bad. Like, if you say something bad about the team, we going to talk bad about you because you talking bad about the team.
Well, you know.
That's the energy that we ooze. We exude that. So it is what it is.
I tried to get this whole city to boo the Phillies.
It was a good day.
And was made out to be a clown.
Yeah, you were. They memed you with the clown.
But we still love you.
They played well after that. I mean,
Topper mentioned it after the game.
Credit, maybe
19 runs.
Maybe the midday show.
Yeah, he did say something
that.
About you with that ridiculous thing that you was trying to get people.
Well, he was right.
Well, it wasn't ridiculous.
He was right about that.
And clearly, it resonated.
They earned it.
You know, and it's funny, like me being reflective, is that as much as people are upset with us, they call and talk bad about us every day. And you people, they say mean and hurtful things to us every day.
They're in your head again?
Oh, no, I'm just saying. I appreciate that.
I know.
It's reflective. I'm being reflective.
Again, I appreciated your guarantee, Hugh. I don't think you did.
No, oh, I didn't.
Well,
I don't think you did.
I appreciate the spirit of it, but when you tell me it's going to be tight to where we're booing, yet it's a guarantee, it hurts.
It's going
to
be tight.
It's going to be tight.
21-17.
No, I'm with you, but that's why I haven't gotten to the level of guarantee.
Wait a minute, didn't Miami win last night by the skin of the team?
Yes, but guarantee.
Wait a minute. The point that I'm trying to make is this.
I think the spirit of it is the problem.
Like, yeah,
no. But the game went down to the final play.
Yeah, but they're still alive. And Michael Irvin is acting like he was playing.
More than still alive, man.
They're going for the net.
Yeah, right.
Going but, for the net.
But at no point was it felt guaranteed. That's the, that's, never mind. Mary, let's go to the phone lines here. Mario in Northeast Philly. What's up, Mario?
Oh, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's up, buddy? How are you?
I'm in here chopping up heads today.
That's right.
Or you mean getting them haircuts.
Yeah, we know.
Them haircuts. Hey, I'm feeling real confident today, especially with Kyle dropping that Rocky beat on Q.
There we go. So what do you feel? We got this, Mario?
Yo, yeah, we got it. The only way this going to stop is if Vegas dropped that call in. That's the only way we going to lose.
Yeah, we can't do that. No, that better not happen.
Hey, but y'all might laugh at me. I hear y'all clowning and stuff, but y'all better watch out for them Panthers. I got a bad feeling, especially if we don't do good and we end up losing. I just got something real sneaky with them Panthers. I don't know, but we'll see.
Well, Mario, listen, no, I'm rooting for them. If they could take out the Rams, you know, how about
all
this?
All I got to say, Mario, you're not alone, bro.
Yeah, but they're not. I mean, hold on. I'm going to guarantee a Rams win, too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see it, Mario, but I will be rooting like heck for them. Mario, good phone call, man. Good hearing from you. Yeah, look, if the Panthers somehow pull it off, and let's say the Packers also win, you know what we get next week, right? We get Houston Panthers here in Philadelphia.
Carolina.
Could you imagine that?
Yeah.
What is Hugh going to do?
What do you mean?
Well, we know what happened last year with the Panthers.
You mentioned the fact that the teams that the Eagles have played throughout this 8-game win streak have been tomato cans.
You went Benedict Douglas on us last year.
I mean, but I do feel like the Panthers could be somewhat of a dark horse. I feel like that.
They're 8-9.
And they snuck into the playoffs. Well,
because they play in the worst division.
That's the definition of a dark horse.
A dark horse to do what?
To win it all.
Whoa. Oh, stop it. No,
okay, I'm pull that back a little bit.
Please.
That was a lot.
All right, you know what? Now I don't want you to guarantee an Eagles.
Oh, my God.
That was a lot.
You are.
But they are dark horse.
Here's a guarantee. 10 toes down. The Panthers are not winning the Super Bowl.
No, I mean,
No shot.
Okay, that was a little That was a lot.
10.5-point home underdogs.
They're going to be, I feel like they could be a dark horse.
I didn't like how seriously you said.
Yeah, you did. That bothered me.
Yeah, if somehow Packers and Panthers win and we get the Panthers here next week, we're starting the conversation on the Panthers next week with the clip of you saying they can win it all.
Yeah, and I'm gonna get ridiculed. Yeah, you talk about eating your young and you're eating your people. They're gonna kill me.
Now
for
the question
I will include zero context.
Oh yeah. Will Hugh?
You know what? That's always the best when there's no context.
I will throw you right under the bus.
Will Hugh go on Carolina radio again and rip the Eagles before the matchup?
Man, I ain't going on radio with nobody in the playoffs.
You did that last year during
not during the playoffs.
I know
it was during the regular season.
Just saying,
in the playoffs, the energy is a little different. Because some folks, they called me a cat. I'm like, man, I ain't trying to talk to y'all.
No, you should take the calls and then talk trash.
You big time San Fran radio.
Yes, I did.
I know.
Yes, I did. I ain't trying to talk to y'all.
Good. That's gross.
We ain't cool.
No, I think it'd be funny if you went on and talked trash to the opposing city. Now, that'd be fun. Yeah, like, you guys suck.
I ain't even returning for it. I'm that cat. Look at, you know how you look at people look at their phone and be like, man.
Well, that's the next step. First was airing us out. To the enemy station. Well, not even picking up the phone.
Y'all know y'all family.
It is gross. But you did air us out to the station.
How did I air you out?
That was a joke.
Y'all air me out every day.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
We do it in front of you.
Yeah, right to your face.
Yeah, it was not behind your back.
right to your face.
You thought we couldn't hear
you in the eyes.
I didn't think that.
You did.
You snuck behind our backs.
Every time I open my mouth, I know there's a good chance that I'm going to get it. In trouble for something.
Yeah.
You got to be okay with that.
Like Coach Mangini yesterday.
Man, yeah. I ain't heard from him, but, you know.
And who NBA. Was it? I can't think of his name, but we used to sit there in the meetings.
You drowning.
Mangini. Nick Mangina. Mangina.
No. When Kyle said, you're drowning for what it's worth. Kyle. I know how to tread water. As bad as this sounds to you.
No, you don't.
Hey,
you drowned and then called him Mangina.
No, listen.
that's the opposite of treading water.
As bad as this sounds to you, it sounds great. It's all right to me.
No. Hold on. You sunk like a rock to the bottom of that pool. That was the opposite.
I was so comfortable.
Well, too comfortable.
No, I forgot what I was thinking. That's clear. Yeah, it was a joke. You know how you say somebody, you know, like, it's like middies. When you say a man,
no,
it's like middies.
Stop.
It was kind of the same thing.
I often say that we're going to submit different portions of the show for the Marconi Award. Next year, I think just to make them laugh, we just send in the Eric Mangini nonsense and just see what
I'm gonna
probably
see. I'm going to see
this
Mangini
one's
going
to get submitted
too.
To like the FBI or something.
I'm gonna see Mangini this summer too.
Oh, you probably should apologize. Oh, let's go to
I'm
John.
Not apologizing.
You should. Well, you called him on the air in Philadelphia. I mean, thousands of people heard you say that. Never. I mean, we've replayed it five times. So, all right, let's talk to John in Philadelphia. What's up, John? John.
Yo, Carl. What's up, man?
My John,
man.
What's up, buddy?
What's up? Hey, look, man. I'm not scared of the 49ers. Our identity is this defense. So. If the offense can put up anywhere between 24 to 30 points, that's a plus.
How much?
The identity is the defense, bro. Like that's
how many points? Wait a minute, I missed that, John. How many points you say?
Anywhere between 24 to 30. But we can still win without that.
Okay.
We can still win without that.
Gotcha. I just want to make sure I heard you right.
Yeah, the offense putting that up is a plus. We gonna ride the defense, bro.
Ride the D all the way. I mean, that's it. I mean, that's what they have to do here. Between 24 and 30 points, John. I mean, you heard it, John. Good phone call. 24 and 30. That's what he said with the points.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I don't believe that's going to happen, though.
You don't think they're going to get to 24 points on Sunday?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Mm-mm.
How are you the one guaranteeing
you
a victory?
You can't be trusted, man.
I think they're going to win, but they're not getting to 20. They're not getting
to
20.
Come on, here we're going to kill them.
Against this defense, they're not getting to 24 points.
No.
Then I'll say this. It's a disappointing offensive day, even if they win the game. If they're under 24.
Whoa, style points.
Well, I mean.
We're not doing style. Joe, listen, this is where I have to stop you.
Not going to stop.
No. We are not doing style points in the playoffs, Joe. We ain't doing style points. Listen, I let you have your style points. Like I let you have that all season long.
Yep.
We ain't doing style points in the
specifically
playoffs,
on the offense. It is a success. Is it? I'll ask you the question then.
Joe,
if you don't want to say it,
put your foot down.
Stand up, Joe.
Is it a successful offensive day if they're under 24 against this team?
No, it's a successful offensive day.
If they win, tell them,
Joe, we are not
brick by brick.
Darn it, Joe. I'm standing up. We are not doing style points, Joe. We ain't doing style points in the playoffs. We're not doing that. I'm sorry.
You know,
I'm sorry for standing up.
I thought that would be a lot
but
more
we are
threatening
not
than it was.
Doing style points. You we're not doing that.
You know what's funny? Hugh has admitted that he gets a little startled when I stand up. I'm laughing when he stood up. Like, all right.
I lost all credibility. Huh?
Sit back down.
I don't think you got that fire in your eyes anymore.
Sit back down.
My mic came out. It's broke. Wait a minute. Okay, now.
You broke your mic?
I think I did. When I stood up, I moved my hand stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, we're not. Man, listen. We're not doing style points in the playoffs. I'm serious about that. We cannot. We cannot do that in the playoffs.
It's not a good offensive day against this defense if we don't get a 24.
It's a good offensive day if we score more points than the team that we're playing against.
Now I got to ask you a question.
What?
If we win the game 7-6, you're going to come in here Monday and say the offense had a good day?
I'm going to say we are going to the next round of the playoffs.
Well, that's fine. But did the offense have a good day scoring 7?
We're going to talk about that regardless. If they go out there and score 30 points, let's be honest, we're going to complain about that.
No.
Yes, we are. 30's
good.
Yeah, we are, because we're going to complain about something that happened in the game.
30's good.
Oh, well, you know, Jalen didn't make that last throw, or Tank didn't get in his own. We're going to complain. That's what we do. We are spoiled as a fan base. That's a fact.
400 yards and 30 points. I will say nothing but nice things about the offense.
No, you're not.
I promise.
No, you're not, Joe. No, you're not.
400 yards and 30 points. I will say nothing but nice things.
And then we'll find something else to say. Joe, the bottom line is this. We win this game. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care if Jalen fumbles and gives the ball back to the 49ers and we go out on the field and the defense scoops it up in the waning moments of the game and take it to the house. And we win the game. As long as we win, that's all I care about. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Starts with San Francisco.
With San Francisco.
Is it in the notebook?
It's in the notebook.
Okay. Well, it's all that matters.
There are no easy ways out.
Never.
And there are no shortcuts home. Just remember that. As we go through this. A win is a win.
You're winning me back.
That's it.
That was his best performance. You standing up was the best thing that's happened all day.
That was Sam.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
We did laugh at it, but it's good. Drayton's up in Charlotte. What's up, Drayton?
Right in his face.
Yo, what's up, gentlemen? How we feeling?
Hey, Drake, what's up?
Man?
Hey, you know, how are we going to get upset about at Hugh for his back comments and Joe's talking about what he just said? I think Kyle caught it. I definitely caught it, but
I'm just talking ball here, Drayton. That's all. We're trying to get ready for a football game. We're talking ball.
Just fellas talking ball.
Yep.
Now, unlike you, I live in non-reality. All right? And I'm going to recklessly
That's very much like
Go ahead and get your reckless speculation on, dog. Go ahead and go for it.
All right. This is it. This is the time of year where nothing matters. All right? Everybody wants to talk about what we aren't. And I'm here to tell you about what we are, especially that defense. So battle-tested, built for the trenches, and we have the quarterback to take it down the line. I heard yesterday, or maybe it was the day before, we were going on about how Jalen's a B-minus in the playoffs because of a Bucs game his rookie year and then the 2023 game. That man has ice in his veins, especially in the biggest games of the year. These are the biggest games of the year until you get to the big one. You don't survive in this league without a few scars, and that's what we have, you know, with the offensive line. They've got a few scars. They're not feeling real good. Lane Johnson, maybe or maybe not, is there. Trent Williams, maybe or maybe not, is there. It doesn't matter. We have earned toughness on this defense. When Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, N'Kobe Dean, Brandon Graham, Cooper DeJean, and the rest of the defense gets after the quarterback, games tilt, routes speed up, throws get forced, momentum flips, and once that crowd gets rolling in the length,
you call for it one
more
time.
It's over. Nobody wants to play in Philadelphia in January. Nobody. I don't care what those bummy friggin' 49ers fans call and have to say. They're a bunch of losers. We want our lick back from 2023, and damn it, we're going to get it. I'm guaranteeing a win.
Oh,
no Eagles.
There we go, Drayton. Ended with a guarantee.
Eagles! Oh, Hugh, that's how it's done.
That's a big-time phone call by Drayton.
It was a little feeble.
What, feeble? Yeah. He guaranteed. That was more than your guarantee earlier.
My guarantee was on point.
Wow.
Your reasoning was Goberts. Let's go to Juan in Honeybrook.
But, you know, fair.
It is. Yeah, Goberts. What's up, Juan?
Goberts, baby.
Goberts, Juan. What are you feeling?
Man, listen, man. That 12th man is going to play a big role on Sunday, man. You know what I mean? Like, I believe that, you know, we've been playing mediocre, but our 12th man is no other like Philadelphia, man. Like, you know, last time we played them, it was a horrible time for them. It was not a good experience for them. But we need to Hugh has no clue. We have to call that new show because he is just like lost in the sauce. He worried about going to Atlanta. Like, come on, man, please.
That's true.
Priorities.
I don't know if his head's in this right now.
Juan, what are you talking about, Juan? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about you. Taking Ike Reese with you to go to Atlanta, bum ass Atlanta.
Stealing from our city.
Wait a minute. So why are you mad at me? Because we trying to be head coaches and get this
You're
bread?
You're a hater, man. You need some haterade.
How? Because we trying to get my people paid.
Some of Juan's favorite people in Philadelphia for your own selfish pursuits.
But we trying to get this bread.
Nah, we don't care.
Pretty much.
You know what, Juan? I don't know what to say.
I never hated on nobody on this station, but man, you.
But now, wow! But you've done it now,
on a playoff week, looking for a job somewhere else.
I feel bad.
You hurt Juan. Apologize to Juan.
I almost apologize, but I'm not gonna do it.
I like no Juan. You're right. He should apologize to the whole city. You're right about this.
Yeah, I mean, we need to throw eggs at his house. Like
we
did Petula.
Well, no eggs at people's house.
You know what, Juan? If you throw eggs in my house, you got bread. Because eggs ain't cheap.
Eggs like, are not cheap. Yeah, we can't be wasting eggs.
And if you do that, let me know when you're going to do it, because I'm going to be outside trying to catch them.
I'm only kidding, man.
Oh, no, it's cool, man. But if you want to throw eggs, I'll let you know I stay, because I'm going to catch those. Eggs ain't cheap.
That's how vicious fans we are, man. You know, we don't play no games. You know that.
Yeah, especially on a playoff week.
This is a
unique place, man. There's no question about that. This is a unique place.
I mean, listen, check this out real quick before you guys hang up on me. how many quarterbacks that are in the playoffs have won the Super Bowl right now? The quarterbacks that are in the playoffs.
Sam Darnold? No, Matt Stafford. I'm sorry.
Stafford, Hurts, Aaron Rodgers. Is that it? I think those are the only three.
That is it.
Yeah.
Who has the most experience in the last 5 years going to the playoffs? Out of those three.
Well, so
Matt Stafford.
Well, but Hurts has made it every year. Stafford has missed one of the years. So it's Hurts is the answer.
Hurts is the answer, exactly. And when the lights is bright, who shows up?
Jalen, you can't deny. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Jalen's played the two Super Bowls, he's played incredible football.
Phenomenal. Like, we lost by his fumble. That's the only reason we lost that game, because he would have had two.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that was the best game, really, he's ever played. Juan, you guaranteeing a win on Sunday?
Let's go Birds, baby!
Let's go, Juan!
That was a non-answer.
I know, but it's okay. He cooked you. I think it's an A+ call.
It is an answer, because it's go Birds. If you're saying go Birds, that means you think the Birds are going to win,
well,
right?
Well, yeah. Yes, we've guaranteed it.
Everyone says go Birds every week here. I mean, that's not a guarantee.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
it's not...
Can't argue
he
that.
Did come after you. I mean, he's got a point. On a week that we're trying to get ready to win a playoff game,
that I'm leaving.
You're taking people love in Philadelphia, like Ike Reese, out of the city for your own selfish pursuits.
We're going to come back. We're going to probably get fired. Ain't no probably to it. We're going to get fired.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we're going to get fired. But our bank accounts are going to be a little nice.
But
they're going to be nice.
Juan doesn't care about your bank account. He wants the Birds to win. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to the phones. Are you confident in an Eagles win? Nervous? Confident? Where are you feeling? What's the gut feeling on this Friday? And are you willing to guarantee a victory? Plus, let's throw out some X factors for this game on the other side. It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.